You can talk about me all the fuck you want. I don't give a fuck. I got mine, goddammit. You better hustle and get yours.
And I'm still loving murder by now. Oh, I got 15 people wondering how the hell he make it out. Careless bucket of pain. And I got $18 to my motherfucking name. And it's not a life, it's a game. And I'm a two-ton wrecking ball filled with pain. And I got a lot to say when I'm still feeling good from yesterday. So stand up if you're out in the crowd. Get down, make the doctor proud. Stand up if you're out in the crowd. Get down, make the doctor proud. Well, I don't know everything, but I sure wish I did. Then every time I catch a case, I wouldn't pop off so much at the lid. I have my get out of jail card, pop cool, ready to go. And then I pay my tax and bail money, cause I'm a tax paying fool. So we gotta stand up if you're out on the crowd. Get down, make the doctor proud. Stand up if you're out on the crowd. Get down, make the doctor proud. Stand up. So hard, hard winter. Toes freezing, no reason, he's got no dinner. He's a product of the music, a product of his time, a product of addiction in a very long line. Users and abusers who just couldn't keep it straight. Oh man, I wish I didn't know him. Hope it ain't too late, so won't you call your mama, call your daddy, call your sister too. We've been out here walking that hard line. You never ever could have made it through. And now we're 700 billion strong. We still can't tell right from wrong. So I'ma keep on dreaming till the cows come home. When drugstore America start taking care of their own.
Guys, welcome back to the Bartender Shootbox. I took a couple days off because I needed to kind of reset myself going through some shit. But today is another day. Today's another podcast, so let's get into it. Recently, like I said, we've been talking about men's mental health, and a lot of people have reached out to me about it. And, you know, I didn't realize how many men it's been affecting. One guy, we'll just call him Sasquatch. He used to work for the K-9 department and the police force. And I know he's seen a lot of shit in his lifetime. And one thing he said to me that really resonates, he goes, some days I just don't know if I want to drink myself stupid or fight somebody. And that's a constant battle in his head. And, yeah, it's one of those things, like, we don't realize the toll that kind of job takes on ourselves or... who's ever in that position. You know, I've seen so many times from behind the bar, the change in people. Like, sometimes they just want to drown their sorrows so fucking hard. Or they really just want to get into a fight. I mean, that's really crazy emotions get into it at a time when you can't really control yourself on the inside because you have to control yourself on the outside. And, you know, God bless the people that have to do that. I mean, we all have our own patience and weights and stuff that we have to do with our daily lives and jobs, but there's some things out there that just, like I said, build up and build up and build up inside of us. And we all think we're tough guys. We think we're fucking tough. Until we're not. So, progressively, I will have more people on here. We'll talk more about men's mental health and stuff. And, like I said, we're going to just keep getting into this more and more. It's not something I'm not going to give up on. Because, like I said, I went through a lot of shit in my lifetime. Maybe it's me holding myself accountable for that stuff. And learning the changing process. And being vocal about what I went through and what I can share with others. From the life I've led, from bartending to my personal life and stuff like that, it's been definitely a roller coaster ride. And, you know, y'all been fortunate. I've been fortunate enough that y'all been listening to me. Like I said before, I hope stuff, like, some of this is just helping somebody out there in one way or another. I mean, there's been times I sat in my fucking car, and this is going back to my early days when I drank. I remember one time I got so, well, I barely remember, let me put it that way, I got so shit-faced at a bar, I left with a full glass of beer, told the bartender to fuck off, and when I woke up the next day, I woke up in my car, the glass of beer was on top of my car. Luckily my keys weren't in the ignition, but I was on a reckless path at that time. And I look back on those times and I'm like, man, I was so fucking immature. So immature that I didn't know how to deal or cope with what I was going through. So I lashed out in so many ways. Some people might have taken me as an asshole or whatever, but now, this time period I went through at that time, but I'm taking accountability and saying it's time to move on with life. We all grow older and we all evolve, in a sense, mentally, physically. You know, physically we're falling apart at starting to get up there in our 50s and stuff like that. So yeah. It's like I said, thank you guys for supporting me and, you know, going along with the journey. And I appreciate it. You know, each day's a struggle, but some days are better than others. And today was one of those days. And I just kind of wanted to sit back, and I wasn't sure where I was going to go with this podcast, but I knew it was going to touch on men's mental health. So, I hope you guys are enjoying the music selections I've been playing too. I always try to keep it also interactive on the podcast. So, yeah, you know, check out any questions I have up on the Spotify site. And interact with the different polls and stuff you can vote on. Y'all been great. Let me play some music right now for you.
Save yourself, you could have And I could have a rocket keeper, but I can't make it rain. And so I'm listening to the rain drum, listening to the silent sound, yeah. While I'm hearing
one time I went to a bar and I got pretty much blackout drunk and I left the glass on top of my car and fell asleep in my car and woke up the next day and found that, yeah, at that time in my life I was going a very reckless path. I remember a few times I'd just sit in the car and, you know, I'd even have a bottle of Jack, smoke a pack of cigarettes, try to figure out life. You know, was it good? No, it definitely wasn't good. And I'm glad I got myself out of those stages in life. And everybody right now, this is sobriety month, so y'all out there that have been sober and are still continuing to do that, much respect for y'all. I appreciate what you're doing, you know, for yourselves and spreading the word to others, too. I know it's the bartender Tupac, but at the same time, also I know alcohol can be a very, very interesting thing, put it to you that way. It can be a downfall of a lot of people, and I completely understand this. Y'all fighting your battles out there. I'm in your corner. Keep doing your thing. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. So today I was going to add a few news of the weird stuff. So I will get one article up here right now. Mummified alien corpses are from single skeletons and were not assembled, Mexican doctors claim. So apparently there's a photo of a mummified alien skeleton going around the internet right now. And let's see here. Two alleged non-human alien corpses each belong to a single skeleton and were not assembled, Mexican doctors have claimed. The doctors have carried out a series of laboratory studies on the remains after academics, scientists, and archaeologists argued they were part of a hoax. Let's read more into this. Alright. Mummified specimens were displayed in glass cases as part of an official unveiling at Mexico's Congress last week in a hearing that stirred excitement among UFO enthusiasts. Politicians were told the remains were found in the city of Cusco, Peru. And were estimated to be 1,000 years old. The Mexico City event was spearheaded by journalist and UFO researcher John Mussan, who testified underneath oath that almost a third of their DNAs is unknown and the specimens were not part of our terrestrial evolution, Mexican media reported. These specimens are not... Oh, the thing over here. Bear with me, folks. Technology idiot. Alright, these specimens are not part of our evolutionary history on Earth, he said in his presentation to Mexican government officials and representatives from the U.S. They are not beings recovered from a UFO crash. Instead, technology can't mess with me. Instead, they were found in algae mines and subsequently became fossilized. It's very unlikely that an intelligent species that evolved on another planet would look like us. It's not the first time Mr. Mussan has claimed to have made an extraterrestrial discovery. In 2015, he claimed a mummified body found near Nazca in Peru was that of an alien, but it was later found to be the remains of a human child. Huh. Small mummified aliens. Okay. Wow, that was one weird news article. I'll get back to more here in a moment. Let me play another song for you guys.
Hey guys, I just want to give a quick shout out to the Deluxe Podcast Edition. If you like all things podcasts and different kind of unique interviews, definitely check those guys out. Another podcast to check out is the Three Beards of Wrestling. If you're into indie wrestling, pro wrestling, all kinds of wrestling talk, definitely check out the Three Beards of Wrestling podcast. That is my shameless promos for the rest of this episode, so enjoy the rest.
Part of me was home, and the other half was gone.
All right, back to another news of the weird. Let's see what we can find now. Man who took pet snake surfing was fined. There's also police seized 70,000 euros in cash disguised as sandwiches. The world's tallest dog dies. Let's see how tall this dog was. Alright, world's tallest dog. Zeus, the world's tallest dog, has died at age 3, Guinness World Records says. A truly special dog passed away with his head in his loving owner Bertie's lap. From amputation-related pneumonia, he was primed to be cancer's butt. But in the end, he was just too sick. Oh, poor Zeus. How big were you, buddy? Zeus, the world's tallest male dog, has died from complications following treatment from bone cancer. Guinness World Records has said. The Great Dane, who stood at 1 meter tall, was awarded the title in 2022. He was 3 years old and would have turned 4 in November. He was 1 meter tall. Wow, that is one big dog. That is absolutely one big dog right there. Alright, let's see. Alright. Here's a good one. Thanks for these little quiet periods here, guys. I appreciate that as I try to figure out stuff one hand. All right. Man arrested after trying to run from Florida to London in a makeshift hamster wheel. Reza Baluchi was spotted in a manifestly unsafe vessel which resembled a hamster wheel around 70 miles from the east coast of the United States. He refused to come off and had threatened to blow himself up in what turned out to be a hoax. Wow. Just had a song. According to court documents, the USCG judged the makeshift boat was manifestly unsafe and kept afloat by buoys and wiring. His voyage began just days before. Hurricane Franklin. A Category 4 storm at its peak hit part of the Caribbean and moved towards the U.S. But Baluchi refused to step off the vessel for 3 days until officers managed to safely extract him and bring him back to shore 2 days later. Hey, credit for the man to keep trying. I gotta say that. All right, now we'll do one more here. And then we're going to get back to some more music and maybe some words of advice. Here's a quick one. Police apprehend 12-foot-long snake in West Bromwich. 12-foot-long snake? I don't know. No, thank you. All right, so let's get into some music or some words of advice.
Ladies and gentlemen, of the GED class of 1999, I have one piece of advice for you. No matter what a stripper tells you, there's no sex in the champagne room. None. Oh, there's champagne in the champagne room, but you don't want champagne. You want sex. And there's no sex in the champagne room. Don't go to parties with metal detectors. Sure, it feels safe inside, but what about all those niggas waiting outside with guns? They know you ain't got one. If a woman tells you she's 20 and looks 16, she's 12. If she tells you she's 26 and looks 26, she's damn near 40. Take off that silly ass hat. The ODB couldn't have possibly committed all of those crimes. Coolio did some of that shit. Young black men, if you go to a movie theater and someone steps on your foot, let it slide. Why spend the next 20 years in jail because someone smudged your Puma? Cornbread. Ain't nothing wrong with that. No matter what you think of what I'm saying, remember this one thing. There is no sex in the champagne room.
No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room.
If a homeless person has a funny sign, he hasn't been homeless that long. A real homeless person is too hungry to be funny. If a girl has a pierced tongue, she'll probably suck your dick. If a guy has a pierced tongue, he'll probably suck your dick. Here's a horoscope for everyone. Aquarius, you're gonna die. Capricorn, you're gonna die. Gemini, you're gonna die twice. Leo, you're gonna die. Scorpio, you're gonna die fucking. No one goes to Hooters for wings. If you've been dating a man for 4 months and you haven't met any of his friends, you are not his girlfriend. Some of the things I've said may not apply to you. Some of the things I've said may offend you. But no matter who you are, you must remember this one thing. No matter what a stripper says, there's no sex in the champagne room. None.
No sex in the champagne. No sex in the champagne room. There's absolutely positive, no six in the champagne room. Say no, say no. Say Chris said, there ain't no sex in the champagne room. No, no, no.
Those are some words of advice to live by Chris Rock there. There is absolutely no sex in the champagne room. No sex, guys, in the champagne room. Never forget that. Oh, man. I remember when this song first came out, and I was just like one of the things going around. Everybody would yell, no sex in the champagne room. I was still in high school. Needless to say, I learned my lesson as I got older. And, no sex in the champagne room. Well, I hope you guys have been enjoying this episode. Remember, like I said, always stay stay in contact with me here. You can always interact with some polls and stuff like that or questions I post up. Or if you want to send me a message to the Bartender Jukebox podcast, there is a link for that. Just send me a voice message on over. You want to talk about any of the topics that we're talking about right now, with men's mental health or anything like that, go for it. Also, I put up two questions on a couple podcasts ago. I wanted to hear your interactions with it. What were the reasons for this? To have Braille on drive-up ATMs, and why do they give you an alcohol swab before a lethal injection? I understand the lethal injection one a little bit because they were saying about infection and stuff like that, just in case you live through it. But the Braille on ATM, I don't know about that one. I don't know whatsoever. But, like I said, leave me a voice message. Let me know your thoughts on any of those questions or anything, or if there's any topic you'd like me to touch on. Please feel free if there's a recipe or anything like that you'd like me to post on the air as well. I'm here for that. My industry family out there, keep doing your thing. Keep your heads up.
those tickets are always going to be coming at you. Just rip, rip, go, go, and just put a smile on your face and make that money. You know, save the breakdown for the walk-in for later. Well, let me play a little bit more music here.
Hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
I've got the style and profile like never before. Let me go on record as telling the whole world to be the man. You gotta beat the man, and I'm saying,
woo! I got that Ric Flair.
Woo!
I got that Ric Flair.
Woo!
I got that Ric Flair. I got that Ric Flair.
Woo!
I got that Ric Flair.
Woo!
I got that Ric Flair. Limousine, ride a jet, fly, kiss, steal it, willy, dilly, son of a gun.
Woo!
I got that Ric Flair, Versace blue with the slick hair, smack a rapper, make it look sincere. I can rest a piece of hat, kick snare. Oh, you got the latest trends? Oh, you keep rotating friends? Don't make me turn up to your rap show, trying to find your fans like. Style profile, more than worth the while. $1 million smiles with it. Got these bitches picking up the mileage. I woke up as my own stylist. I'm the fucking cowardice. Gambino mixed with Dan Marino, throwing tantrums like I'm childish. I turn a front page to a stunt page. And if anybody throw a fucking shade, that umbrella better be custom made for the fucking sake. Satin suede, cotton, polyester. I'm the fucking flyest poly ever. Stony hung a flare, people stop and stare, and it ain't fair. That I gave you Hawaiian shirts going out of stock. The community put my songs on rotation when I'm round the block and it's round the clock. Time ticking, listen, bro, there's nobody that's slicker. I reach my goals like a kicker. Body, you're clipped and I'm pouring out liquor. Yeah, I got that Ric Flair. 312 on the wrist wear. Styling on them in the Frank Marie. Getting at them like I'm Valerie. Blowing trees like a welly breeze from my canopy. Custom fit for the magazines. Crashing parties, then we peel off like a tangerine. It's like a weapon raising when we step on stages. Whole style causing devastation. We the most electrified rap group in entertainment. We put a hella work, we slanging hella merch. They put the team on the front of the covers and steal. We ain't got a Madden curse.
Woo!
I got that Ric Flair.
Woo!
I got that Ric Flair.
Woo!
I got that Ric Flair. I got that Ric Flair.
Woo!
I got that Ric Flair.
Woo!
I got that Ric Flair. Limousine, ride a jet, fly, can't steal it, willy dilly, son of a.
One thing is this, guys, one thing we always hear a lot is man up. Man up. And I think instead of like saying the terms man up, because I think there's a bit of a stigma to that. Like, if you got a man up, you got to be tough. You got to be, you know, push everything aside. No emotions, no this, no that. But let's fucking be real about it. Instead of saying man up, why don't we help each other and say get up? Help each other up. You know, it's tough in a society where men are not labeled as emotional people. You know, progressively as our society grows older, I mean, I think the younger generation is becoming a little more sensitive and understandable. But maybe they're more aware, too, of what's going on in front of them. Where my generation, like I said, I'm a product of growing up from a Vietnam vet, where in a life and time when I should be seen and not heard. In my time frame, when I was 15 years old, I was already 30. And now that I'm going on close to 50, I'm still 30 in my mental ways of thinking. Like, I want to see things progress. I still came from the Reagan era of things. And it's just, it was a different time frame, maybe a different mental set of thinking. Maybe we were weathered for the storm a bit more. I don't know. I mean, my generation, I've watched the evolution of video games. I've watched it go from A-tracks to, you know, tapes, vinyl tapes, all that stuff. And I remember
watching the Grand Ole Opry and them telling them, announcing that they were stopped pressing vinyl anymore. To the evolution of iPods and stuff like that. And now we're in a streaming service where here I am on this podcast, streaming to all you guys out there in internet land, you know? It's crazy how our times have changed and stuff, and the demographic of things. I mean, when I was a kid, we couldn't wait to get outside. Nowadays, you gotta push kids to get outside. But yeah, like I said, I mean, us guys, I mean, we have the stigma over us, and it's like, we're told to man up, man up, man up. But at the same time, I think we should just be saying, get up. Let me help you up. You know, to one another. I mean, there's so many times, like, we got so much shit that gets stuck in our heads that we lay in bed at 3 a.m. sometimes and wonder why we're not good enough. Doesn't mean that the world around us doesn't accept us for who we are, but in our heads we're saying, why aren't we good enough? You analyze everything of your day and you ask yourself, do you do it right? You stress yourself out so much. There's so many things in your past, you know, especially people that dealt with dangerous jobs, they question, could they have done things differently? Could they have done things better? And, you know, it's just the effects that it takes. And like I said, as us guys, like, we're meant to hold it in, at least through society's eyes, and we're not. Let's be fucking real about that. We're not. Like, I think we should be open, very open about us. And it's a key communication thing that I'm learning every fucking day. I am learning to communicate more and more every day, because the more you hold shit in, the more you don't speak your mind. Like, it just self-consumes. Like, you're gonna give yourself a fucking early heart attack for no reason. For what? Because you were too proud to fucking say anything? Fuck all that nonsense. Fuck all that noise. Seriously. Speak it out. Nothing says you have to be a cocky asshole about it or anything like that. Just fucking get your shit out. It's okay to cry. You know, it's okay to cry. Just don't let it ruin your life. You know? Don't let it hold you back. Take those moments to fucking accept the things that have happened to you. And accept the things around you. Because, like, that's one thing, and it's your biggest denial if you don't fucking do that. Like I said, I'm learning this process myself. And I've been taking accountability for all the shit I've done in my life. And, you know, I look back and, like I said, and I was immature at one point in my life because of all the turbulence I had. And anybody that's ever affected, if you're listening to this, I'm fucking sorry for that. You know. But if you all stuck around, that means you're true friends, and I greatly appreciate you. You know. Sometimes those demons in your heads don't allow you to communicate right with people around you, and it's fucked up. It's tough. It's tough. But only you can break that mold. And like I said, I'm the bartender, and I'm always here to listen. So if you want to hit me up anytime, hit me up on the podcast, voice messages, hit me up on the Facebook page. I will have a live stream coming up on the Facebook page with Rob Noxious on Thursday at 6 p.m. If you want to see a nice face-to-face chat with Central PA's fucking Triple Crown champion, you don't want to miss it, that's for sure, because my man has some shit to say about men's mental health, and it's going to be a good one. I'm guaranteed you're going to want to download that podcast and save it for later, because I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of motivational things to come out of that, and a lot of real talk that's going to come out of that as well. So don't forget, Thursday, 6 p.m., Bartender's Jukebox Facebook page.
Two worlds collide, rival nations.
All right, friends, we're coming to the end of another Bartender's Jukebox episode. Thank you so much for sticking with me. And like I said before, this has been a great outlet to help me battle my depression I've been having for these dark days lately and stuff like that. And it's been amazing, all the love and support that has been out there for me. And every guy that has reached out and has told me their story, you know, I really want to be able to get your story out there. So if there's any words of advice or anything you want to give out, or anything at all, like you want to jump on board with this, please don't hesitate to get a hold of me. You can leave me a message on the Bartender's Jukebox on Facebook or here on the podcast on Spotify. Just send me a voice message and we can get things going. Like I said, it's been a fucking journey for me. You know, these last few months take me to some dark places, and I am so glad I'm starting to come out of that day by day and, you know, be able to lend my ear or even lend my knowledge to others. So anybody listening to this that's going through a tough day, just know you got this shit. Today's not going to stop you. Tomorrow's not going to stop you. We pick our heads up and we push forward. Excuse me for that. One thing that does help us, though, is the people around us to help lift us up. Remember, you're not alone out there. Not alone at all. There is somebody that at least loves you. And for you getting up today, I am so fucking proud. For you getting up and moving and just pushing through your day, no matter what's going on in your head, just know you got this shit. You got it. Well, like I always say, my friends, stay thirsty for music, stay thirsty for life, and stay thirsty for experiences. This is your bartender signing off. Cheers.
In our professional lives and our personal lives, relationships are the most important thing we have. Most people think it's all about who you know or who knows you. To me, that's bullshit. It's not about who you know or who knows you. It's about who's willing to say they know you. Who's willing to pick up a phone and make a call for you? Who's willing to put their name on the line for you? That's what a real relationship is all about.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around, nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around, and nothing's gonna ever your best to